Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid on a Wednesday night. How do I know it's Wednesday? Because Joe's here. That's how I know it's Wednesday. We have a lot to do. Of course, big football show tonight. I mean, big football show. I mean, it's really the only crack that I have at Joe this week, as I get ready to set north for the Cape Cod Irish Open after the show. So we're going to do a lot of football. World Series starts Friday night. Although Joe, you talk about a lot of things higher on the docket than the World Series. I mean, I got Joe basically tweeting about the NBA starting. And he's more concerned about that than he is about the World Series with the Yankees and the Dodgers coming up on Friday. But either way, there is lots of NBA, too. Joe must have some plays. He's a big NBA player now. So I'm sure he's got some plays for the NBA, and we'll get to that as well. Mike Carver and, of course, the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Sarge? High and tight, huh? High and tight, you got it. All cleaned up for the weekend. Look at you. Yep. All cleaned up. I tell you. I feel like I'm looking at GQ right here. It's amazing. GQ cover. How you doing? Yeah. You're right. Terry Rozier, 20 plus for Rozier tonight. Why?
You love losing money on this Terry Rozier. I mean, that's one of your guys. You love. Did that big bound hit that the play that you had last night?
No.
You know, Nas Reed with the bounds?
Not only that. You know what kills me? Is that, you know, I do it. I put it out. I get everybody gassed up, right? I put money on it, obviously. I had a no sweat bet. You know, I put that in.
Yeah,
and I got guys that tailed me, right? And then all of a sudden, I get the abuse. Oh, this guy's riding the pine. I can't put him in. I figured it was your burner account. I figured it was your burner account.
Let me just tell you something.
You and Mama Tops, your agent. Did he get you any deals this week? Did he get you a deal?
I didn't even think of the dopey Nas Reed. I didn't watch a second of the Lakers and the Timberwolves last night. So I did not catch any of Nas Reed and how many bounds he had. What bothers me and what grinds my gears about it is that you used to be a man of some integrity around here. You used to, you know, football only, September through February. That's it. Football, there's no focus anywhere else. Well, World Series, no, we're not talking about that. The golf, anything. But the NBA tips off, which, by the way, is the most brutal regular season product in all of sports. You watch these games, regular season. The NBA is a disgrace with their regular season product. And you, Joe, out there last night on social media. Look at me, Bounds, Naz Reid. But then you scoff at all this other stuff. You took a hit last night, Joe. You did. You took a hit. You took a little bit of a hit.
My ego took a hit, or what took a hit? My bank account.
I think the perception of you as a football only guy took a little bit of a hit last year. You're a football
you
only
guys
guy.
Are all, you, Donnie, Kevin,
you
I got everybody.
You parade yourself as a big football guy. It's football only. I mean, Pitt, Syracuse. You know, last night FIU and Sam Houston State. You got all these things. And you're tweeting about Bounds for Naz Reid in a dopey Laker Timberwolf game. That's what you had going. Dopey.
There he is, the hyena. Look at him.
And I told,
out of the woodwork.
I saw your video, Joe. Naz Reid with the Bounds. I wanted to correct you. I want to tell you to take his 3-point prop, Joe. You know, you don't take Naz Reid with the Bounds. You take him with a 3
hit?
Ball, Joe.
Did he hit the 3?
I don't know. Did he hit? I think he should have hit. He usually takes about 5 of them every game.
I already put him on warning too last night, Joe Matias, because there was a lot of chatter again about the Falcons, the Dirty Birds, who got smoked by Seattle.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They're going to win it by default now.
Well, that's what I said to him. I said, you better not screw this up, because you already have two teams in your division that are dead. Carolina and New Orleans are finished. They're, right, Joe? Can you say it right now? Late October. Done. Finished. Carolina and New Orleans. Finished.
There's
chopped.
Toast.
And now Tampa isn't going to have Evans, isn't going to have Godwin. Godwin for whole season, Evans for the next 3-4 games, who knows what. And this is the time. Atlanta needs to extend in the NFC South. They should win that division going away.
Right, yeah. And they'll limp to the finish line. Now, if they lose this weekend to Tampa, I tell you what, I don't want to hear Matias the rest of the football season. Seriously. They should smoke Tampa, right? It's a team. He put up 500 yards. 500
yards. He's catching
yards.
The football on Sunday for Tampa.
I agree with you, Joe. You
Kate
know
Otten.
I killed the Falcons yesterday.
Kate Otten. Everybody loves
it's McMillan.
Otten.
It's McMillan, the rookie, Joe. You know, your
Ooh.
Boy. You love these rookies, Joe. Who is it, Joe?
Ooh.
The kid from Washington. McMillan.
Jalen McMillan.
He's playing
come
number
on.
One. Jalen McMillan's going to be the number
come
one.
Come on.
Yeah.
Matias, come on. You're talking to
can't
me now.
It.
You can't. Yeah,
can't
come on.
It.
A little bit of Palmer, a little bit of McMillan, some Otten, some
Falcons,
Rashad White, some Bucky Irving out of the backfield.
The Falcons better stroll that NFC South title. Stroll.
I don't want to hear
that
it.
That division
I don't,
title.
I don't want to hear it at all, Carver. I don't want to hear it at all.
What
I'll tell you,
you
that right now.
You know,
no, I don't
want to
hear
NFC
about
South.
These Dirty Birds. They, again, they're the best team by default, not because of their play on the field. I mean,
who
really,
else
you
got
get
tonight
smoked.
In the basketball? Who else you got in the basketball?
That's it. I got Terry Rozier, and I played the
over. 10 games tonight? One play out of 10 games? That's it?
Now you're complaining that I only have one play?
Well,
make
because
up
you're
your
such
mind.
A big – you're like Mr. NBA now on the network. I mean, that's really what you've become. I mean, Walsh out, Lisi in. Donnie out, Lisi in. Like, you're the NBA guy now around
what
here.
Did Donnie,
like,
what did Donnie pay you this week?
I mean, I'm going to
slide,
you,
taking
pot slide
shots.
Coach out of the basketball show and put you in the way you're
taking
going
pot
right
shots.
You're the basketball guy.
Sarge, that's it. He's cracking the whips. Sergeant Carver.
I just, you know, it's very telling. It's very telling what
very
went on
telling.
With that with the basketball tweet yesterday. Now, there is actually, believe it or not, we know we got these NBA games cooking. Did you know that there is golf tonight? Did you know that? There's live
tonight?
Golf.
The Zozo. Tonight. I saw that. The Zozo.
The Zozo in
Who's
Japan
that?
Just teed off about half an hour ago. Because,
I thought
of
that
course,
was a golfer.
Time difference. But we've got the Zozo. And right out of the gates, our boy Satoshi Kodaira, 120-1. Birdie's the first hole, Joe. -1 through 1. We got Kodaira, first round leader. And for the whole thing, first round leader, top 20 at +750. Right out of the gate, he gets us a birdie. So let's get going here at the Zozo out in Japan. Zozo.
Okay.
Late night.
Joey
golf.
Zaza? Joey Zozo.
Joey Zaza. we have a lot to do here and not a lot of time to do it. So I want to go through some of the stuff since I haven't talked to you from this past weekend. A lot of
you
college.
Missed me, didn't you?
I do. I always miss you, but I didn't get to do any college last night because, no, we love George, but George doesn't really do the college, so I didn't get to any college I got to get to some of that with you. Another trade today in the NFL as you had D-Hop going to the Chiefs. I'm sure he'll catch a couple huge touchdowns in January now. It's just typical how all that goes on. We'll see if Cup gets dealt here in the next couple weeks. We've got Vikings and the Rams to do the SDP in the second hour for that game. Like the Rams, Joe, by the way. I'm going to tell you right now. The Rams go outright, Joe. Outright.
Outright.
Harbor and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Series XM 159. We're just getting going.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here on the grid. I just saw this come across my desk, Joe, and I always love giving you breaking news.
Intern brought it over. The intern brought it through your desk. Breaking news that just came across your desk. You got the newsroom.
One man band here, Joe. I do it all. I put the news across the desk and then I talk to you. That's it.
Old
That's
school.
How it goes
you
over here.
You still use the typewriter with the pencil
I
in
do.
The ear when you yeah. Right. Right. Okay. All right.
All right. NC State quarterback Grayson McCall is officially retired from football.
All right. Well,
citing
an
injury that he cannot come back from. McCall will begin his coaching career moving forward. So Grayson McCall, Joe, finished. No more for him as he was on. He was another one on his what? His fourth school? No, I guess we'll give him
third.
A break. He didn't. He, third school. All right.
No, second.
He stayed with Coastal all through last year, even when. What's his face? Bolted for Liberty. He stayed when Chadwell left. He stayed and stuck it out another year. But he went to NC State this year, and that just did not go very well. And now he's got an injury that he cannot come back from. Finished at NC State.
And this just came across my desk. You see, you're not the only one. Brady Cook, doubtful for Saturday. Doubtful.
You know, that's a very interesting spot. You know, that... Look, Alabama, Joe, is clearly on the edge here after losing this second game. You know, we've been through this every week. We still don't know what is the number, all right? Can you get in this thing with three losses this year in the first incarnation of it? And I'm not so sure, Joe, that that's going to be the case. I think three losses, you're finished with this 12-team playoff. So Alabama's on the line now. Losing this game to Tennessee. They've got two losses, and let's not also forget, one of their losses is to Vanderbilt, which I don't care that they're actually ranked this week, Joe. It's still, you don't lose to Vanderbilt when you're Alabama. So they got a couple strikes against them here, and all it takes is one more punch, and it's either this week or the LSU game, because I don't think they're losing any of their other games. But we've already seen Missouri go on the road to Texas A&M and get smoked when they went on the road to Kyle Field. So, now you're telling me that Cook probably isn't going to play either? That's a bad scene for your boy Drinkwitz coming up on Saturday.
I actually like them this week.
You're gutless. Yeah, you really are.
I do. All right, well, I think the Boers got the pressure.
Is it more anti-Alabama? Is that why you like them? You're going after
yes.
Kalen?
Okay. Yeah, because I think all the pressure now is the finger pointing. We thought we had the best coach after Georgia. Now Nick wouldn't do this. Now all of a sudden reality starts setting in Tuscaloosa. You know, and it's like, you know, we never thought we'd be here, right? Even though there were signs, we never thought we'd be here, you know.
Right. That's the thing about it, is the never thought we'd be here.
It's not that who's a better team. Clearly, Alabama probably is a much better team, but they're coming off a rivalry game. They had that game dead to rights for the most part and let it slip away, right? I mean, they just could not convert when it mattered, right? And then all of a sudden, right. Once Tennessee got the lead, that was it. They were toast. They just caved in. That was it.
It was, they didn't get it done. And I just, look, where's the LSU game, Joe? Where is that game this year, the LSU-Alabama?
On the road.
Night game under the lights? Night game under the lights? Probably, right? I'm sure they haven't announced that yet.
Maybe it'll be a 3:30, depending upon what they're up against. I don't know the game. It all depends on what LSU does this week. They both have a bye November 5th or 4th or whatever that weekend is. They got a bye. Both teams have a bye.
November 9th is when that is.
Really?
Yeah.
November 9th?
Saturday, November 9th is the Alabama-LSU game. Saturday, November.
So they play this week, which is what, the 26th?
I don't think LSU – I think LSU's on the bye next week. LSU
They're both
plays
on the bye. They're both on. Alabama and LSU are both byes.
Okay. So now LSU's got a tricky game this week, too, because they're going – and these are the only two teams undefeated in conference now in the SEC with LSU and Texas A&M. So this is – so winner of this game is going to be really set up. Like, they're going to have wiggle room to maybe even lose a game and still make the SEC title game.
Yeah, I now Texas A&M has won the last three meetings in College Station.
I don't even bring me back that game a couple years ago where Kelly blew. Was that Kelly's first year where they lost that game? Yeah. Texas A&M was awful that year, and Texas A&M beat them.
That's where Jaden Daniels, they knocked off Alabama, and all they had to do was beat A&M, and if they would have knocked off Georgia in the SEC, they could have snuck in with two losses, and they got crushed in the second half. It was 17-17.
Was that the Max Johnson game?
No. That was Jaden Daniels.
No, I'm saying for Texas A&M. Who played quarterback for Texas A&M?
Oh, yeah. I think it was Max Johnson.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
That was his game. Because here's the thing. Now, if Texas A&M wins,
yeah,
they're gonna be undefeated in conference to the Texas game. They're not gonna you think they're gonna lose to South Carolina or Auburn? I mean, they're both on the road, and then they play Texas at home Thanksgiving weekend to finish off. LSU is a little bit trickier because they got to play Alabama, they got to go to Swamp, they got Vandy, and they got Oklahoma. Texas A&M with the easier road, Joe, if they won the game, to get to the SEC title game.
Right.
Huge game.
You're right. It's a huge game. I like LSU. You know, I'm looking back now. When they won, it was Connor Wegman because Max Johnson was hurt. Wegman did start that game 2 years ago. 38-23.
That was awful.
Completed 12 of 18 for a $1.55.
And LSU was a huge favorite in that game. They were a huge favorite, even on the road.
That was Daniels.
Unbelievable. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Giannis already going to work, Joe, here as the Bucks are in Philadelphia against the Sixers. He's got like 11-8-4. With 8 minutes left in the first half, and they're up 31-29 on the Sixers. Now, of course, the story here, Joe, is the Sixers, no Embiid, no Paul George. What a stunner. The first game of the season, and they don't have these guys. The NBA is a disgrace with this stuff. It really is. And I saw they're going to start looking into this because they pressed Nick Nurse yesterday at his press conference. Like, he said that there's no new injury, there's no update. Why the hell isn't the guy playing? Like, they kept asking him, like, did he aggravate something at the Olympics? Did he aggravate something in training camp? They asked Nick Nurse 600 questions as to what's wrong with Embiid that he's not playing in this game, and he just basically couldn't answer it. Joe, he was just like, I don't know what to tell you guys. He's not playing. It's part of the plan. That's all he kept saying. So, whatever. I guess he just... He's going to play 40 games this year, Joe. I guess that's how it's going to go for Embiid.
I think I saw the graphic. He's missed 46% of the regular season games. But he's worth the investment.
In his career? His career? Now, to be fair, I know he's got at least one entire season wiped away and probably almost an entire other one. So that it's accurate, but there's some asterisks there for that. But here's what I do know, Joe. He never plays a full season. Ever. I mean, there might be some years
he
plays 70.
Guy's a glass house.
It's tough to take.
It really is absolutely tough to take with this stuff. All right, Joe, let's go through a few other college things for this weekend. I kind of like LSU also, Joe, on the road in that. Texas A&M's minus 2.5, by the way, with this.
Not going to be easy.
No, it's not going to be easy for them. I'm still not the biggest believer in Texas A&M, honestly. And I'm not a big believer in their big home field. Like, I'm just going to say this, Joe. Who exactly has Texas A&M beaten this year?
They beat Missouri. They beat Missouri.
Have you been that impressed with Missouri? Who's Missouri beaten? When they played Texas A&M, they got throttled.
Auburn. That's it. Texas A&M.
Like Florida. Like, look at this. They lost at home to Notre Dame. Florida sucks. They played McNeese and Bowling Green. I mean, they beat Arkansas at Jerry's World. Arkansas, I know you. They're not a big time team. They're not a big time team. Mississippi State, like, they didn't even cover that game on the road. I like LSU, Joe. I think LSU's
I like LSU too.
They're
the
better
defense.
Football team.
I love their defense, Carver. I keep telling you that, and I'm sticking with it. I love their defense. I think that LSU's defense is coming on with Weeks and that defensive front seven. They got 24 sacks. They got 22 over the last 5 weeks. That's almost like 4.5 sacks per game. The defense has actually won them, I'd say, the last two games. They came out like gangbusters. Yeah. Shutting down. That Arkansas team was dominant. Everybody talked about how dominant Sam Pittman was, Sammy Pitt, off the bye. They were a deer in the headlights. Talon Green and that offense didn't know what to do.
They were still celebrating the Tennessee win. Smashed. They were in that game.
Yeah. Sammy Pitt didn't know what to do, Sammy Pitt.
Texas is going to go to Vandy this week.
Yeah, I know. This is coming.
After that game on... Now, let me ask you this. Now, I know you got the I said it with Georgia going into Austin last Saturday.
I had a great
night.
Week, by the way. I had a great week.
I mentioned last night quickly that we both did. You gained a game 5-2 and 4-3. So whenever we're both over 500 with the picks every week, it's always good. It's good for business for us. So it was a very good week with the college. And then you had some other extracurricular things with the college as well. Ollie Gordon, him, you're all over the place.
Joe's I didn't put it out for the public, though, so people were, you know.
Well, that's the thing, you know, when you, because let me just tell you something. You had like 40 loaves of bread under your arms this weekend. That's how, I mean, especially on Saturday. You had about 40 loaves of bread under your arm when you got done, when it was all said and finished. I saw the tickets, so it is what it is. But you got to now keep it up, Joe. I can come right back.
Thanks, coach.
Get right back out there. Now, to be fair, I had a pretty good weekend too, Joe. I did all right myself. So
love
everybody
it,
was eating a little bit here.
I
in
love
the,
it.
Show.
Sergeant
and Lucy Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Wednesday night on the grid. All right, Joe. It's funny. You brought up the Kalen DeBoer thing before in Alabama and everything going on. So this just I just saw this now. This is from Mike Rodak, who covers Alabama for 24/7 Sports, Bama 24/7, etc. So every week, you know, most of these coaches, especially in the SEC, do this, Joe. They've got those weekly, shows with the local radio shows, and they usually do it at some bar, and the fans are there, it's a big thing in the SEC, but there's obviously. It's done throughout the country with college football. Am I right or wrong about that, Joe?
Yeah.
Plenty of schools do the coach's show. Usually it's like hosted by the play-by-play guy, and they do it, and they have a big time. So Alabama's been doing it forever. Obviously Nick did it when he was there, on and on. So Kalen DeBoer picked that up this year. He does the weekly show with the fans. So this tweet says, a week after Kalen DeBoer answered several pointed questions from fans on his Hey Coach radio show,
There was only one caller allowed on a tonight show, Pee-wee from Green Bay, and no questions were taken from the audience. After a loss to Tennessee and some mounting pressure, two losses.
Yes. Yeah.
Kalen.
Hey, coach.
Went, yeah. Not tonight. No questions tonight.
This ain't Fresno State or Washington now, is it? Oh, great head coach. All he does is win. This is Alabama. That's all I know. Different animal.
We talked about this when he got the job. And we obviously understood the reasons why he took the job.
Yes.
But he had never been involved in a space like this before. The craziness of the SEC following Nick Saban, the amount of pressure and things like that. And he had such a good gig up at Washington. And nobody bothering him, right, Joe? You could lose a game to Oregon and, they're not looking to rip your door down from a 10-2 season with a couple of 11-1, 10-2, they're ripping your door down at Alabama.
Yeah.
It's just
not only
so
that,
good.
Carver, they're ripping this guy on what he wears on the sidelines. They're ripping him on this guy. They're taking this guy to the woodshed. They're whipping him down. One more loss for, I don't know. You tell me. Yeah. They have three losses before the Iron Bowl. Forget it. Forget about it. Smish. Yeah, I'm telling you, Kalen DeBoer better have a bottle of Tums for the next press conference. I'm telling a little of that or Beano. You better have the Beano. What do you got, Kalen? I got a little Beano. Got a little guess. Hey, Kalen, huh? Would you eat some bad eel? Huh, Kalen?
He always eats the bad eel, Joe. It's always bad eel with these guys.
Bad
eel.
They used to call me Bad Jose. Now they call me Bad Eel.
All right. Got one or two others, and then I want to talk to you about a couple of games for this week. I never really finished my point with Georgia, Texas. What the hell was why did Sark take him out? And I heard his explanation. I thought his explanation was dopey. I want to know what you thought of it. Taking Ewers out, who looked awful, basically called him a scared puppy at the beginning of the game, puts Arch in, doesn't really let Arch get any runway, and then puts Ewers back in the second half, and they probably were going to paint some rosy picture that they made the game close. They got smashed, Joe, in that game. Smashed is what
smashed.
They got.
And welcome to the SEC. This isn't Miss State.
That's
or,
what that was.
Yeah, this isn't Florida. This is Georgia, a team that prior to their loss against Alabama had won 29 of 30 games, right? So let's see what you could do now. And Kirby, did you see the video I sent you? They came there. We didn't want to do TikToks. We didn't want to do videos.
Well,
we came to eat.
Speaking of Kirby, Kirby did something. The whole nobody believes in us thing that Kirby also – When you've won multiple national championships over the past few years, you cannot do the nobody believed in us.
Doesn't work. Everybody on game day picked Texas, okay? Even
Who
the old man.
Who cares about those five jokers? What does that matter?
Doesn't matter. Carver and Kirby watches. They were underdogs. Nobody believed in them. Vegas and New Jersey didn't believe in them. Corso didn't believe in them.
The West Coast guys.
The West Coast guys making us 3.5, 4-point dogs. Huh? I'm talking to you, risk management guy.
I'm talking to you. I got to get through all this stuff. Next, Miami, still undefeated. The win in Louisville and a high-scoring game, which bothered me because I told you I thought it was going to be more of a blue-collar game with the under. But Miami taking care of business, and they are still undefeated.
Yeah, but Carver, I laid the wood with Miami. I was not comfortable laying. This Cristobal. The only reason why they covered that line is because they were laying less than a touchdown. They were laying a line like 12, 13. There was no shot them covering. I'm telling you, their defense sucks. I mean, you know, They give up a ton of yards, undisciplined, can't put a game away. They're not Georgia. They're no team like the SEC. The creme de la creme of the SEC would kill them.
I agree with you. And they're not going to probably see Clemson until the ACC title game. And if Clemson could play some physical defense with them, that could be a problem for them as well when they get to that point. Next, would you like to step to the podium for Indiana? You owe them a little hat tip.
That was a great job by Kirk Cignetti. It's a shame Curtis Rourke hurt his thumb. I was wrong. 7-0, playing a little bit. We, you know, with a chip on their shoulder. This guy, Google him, baby. All he does is win. He should have DJ Khaled, you know, walking his team out. All he does is win, baby.
He's That's changed it. The culture. He's changed the culture at Indiana. And they have Washington coming in this week, and Rourke's not going like to play.
I don't like the game.
Well, how could you? I mean, look, you know me. And they got the over by themselves last week, which I told you they were going to be able
and
to do.
And that's a gutless effort, though. Five turnovers by Nebraska. Come on, with Matt Rhule deer in the headlights. I didn't see that coming.
If they can lose 56-7 in Bloomington, what's going to happen to them in Columbus on Saturday? What's going to happen to you? Think? Oh, I can
I
see it
now. I actually like them. Plus the 25.5. I'm going to take them. How bad, Carver? They can't go back to back like that, can they? I mean,
isn't
come on.
Ohio State, this is their first game since losing to Oregon, right? They had a bye last week. Yeah, that's what you like to call, Joe. This is a Hornet's Nest game. We're going to call this. This is a Hornet's Nest game. This is Hornet's a bad. Nest. This is called a bad situation for Nebraska.
They just got
their teeth kicked in. They're going on the road for the second week in a row against a team that's been stewing for 2 weeks off a bad loss, and they're at home. They are going to smash Nebraska. Lay it, Joe. Could be a best bet on Friday night. Could be a best bet.
Make it a best bet, tough guy. Make it a best bet.
Could be a best bet.
All right, we'll see.
And even though I of course, won't be here Friday night, I will still be coming on with the picks. We're still going to do the picks, Joe. I would never leave.
We have the bandwidth to get that done. We have the bandwidth.
We think we do. We think we do. And we're...
Well, I tell you what. I have a backup just in case. Hop in the chat and text your picks.
I'll text you my picks. If we really get into that, I think we're going to be fine. We're going to make it happen. Don't worry. The Irish Village will have us set up with some decent Wi-Fi for Friday night. Carver Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159 here with you on a Wednesday night on the grid. All right, Joe, there's lots of NBA going on. What do you have? Is Terry Rozier?
Yeah, he had 9 last time I checked.
And what do you have him for?
20.
He had 9. That's right. They're playing the Rockets tonight. Rozier. Where is he? Oh, that's right. He's not with he with? Oh, he's with the
Miami
Heat now, right?
Heat. He's got 11.
Remember something. He was on the Hornets, and last year they traded him to the Heat. I block out basically most stuff that happens in the NBA during the offseason. Anything that's
all right,
significant.
He's got 11. Everybody looking at Hero. Hey, Hero. Hey, Hero.
Hey, Hero. Hey, Hero.
Oh, can hey, I Hero. Tell you something? So I'm driving to the studio yesterday. So there was traffic. They were doing construction, and I had to be there, you know, at a certain time. So I took a detour, right? So I'm flying on the New Jersey Turnpike, right? And I see this food truck in both lanes, and he's like, right? And I blow past it. As I'm blowing past it, it's Hero Boy. I go, hey, Hero, hey, Hero. Guy's driving on both sides of the lane. He's in the middle. I drive by, hey, Hero. He had the window open. I'm like, hey, Hero.
Might have had a long drive. He was trying to Trying to stay awake, I guess.
You don't straddle the lane there. I don't care how big the box truck is. You got to figure out, you got to get your CDL, baby. You got to get the CDL license and get in the lane. What do you want me to do? You know, don't be holding tin and precious cargo if you can't stay in the lane, guy.
Yeah. This also, see, I love when stuff just comes across my desk, Joe, which is great. John Mara, owner of the Giants, at some screening, I guess the NFL Films did a something on Wellington Mara called The Duke. So they were at a screening of that tonight, and John talked to the media afterwards. And he told reporters he does not anticipate making changes after the season. That's in season or after the season. He is committed to Shane and Dable, has confidence in them, said he thinks he has not been patient enough in recent years, and that those guys, and look, we thought this was possible. I think that those guys, you saw it from that the Dopey show with during the draft, they obviously don't want Daniel Jones. They want to detach themselves from Daniel Jones, and I think that they have sold John Mara that when they get to pick their quarterback and draft their own quarterback, that that's when their clock should start. And apparently, Joe, that's precisely what they're going to get.
Well, that's some game plan. Sign the kid to $40 million, right? You know he sucks.
Didn't draft him, but you re-signed him.
Right. Yeah. And then you played the last 2 years with them, and he gets hurt last year. This year, he's a deer in the headlights again. And now you're saying, all right, so now in year four of Brian Dable, that's when the clock should start. And then obviously we can't make an assessment on a rookie quarterback. So now we're talking 6 years down the road from the time. That's a pretty good game plan. They got it all figured out. Smartest guys in the room, huh?
Certainly seems that way, right, Joe?
They are rope-a-doping the old man here, Mara, huh? They got a can of snake oil and encyclopedias hanging out at East Rutherford, New Jersey. Hey, Mara, come here. Look at what we have.
Also, it's very easy to say that now, in late October. Let's see if his tune is the same if they finish 4-13 and it's a complete disaster.
Oh, I agree. Let me ask you this, Carver. Riddle me this, Sarge. What about the other old man in Big D? That team gets smoked by San Francisco this weekend, and he's got to go to the podium again against.
I'm just saying
the team's beat up, but if they smoke them by double digits, then what?
I'm gonna say this to you. I said it to you last week. If they didn't chop McCarthy after the Lion game, they're not chopping him this year. During the season, at least. They are not going to chop him in season. Because that Lion game was embarrassing. It was their fourth straight embarrassing loss at home. And they didn't chop him. I don't care what happens the rest of it. They're not chopping him in season. He's going to play the whole. He's going to be the coach.
You're telling me if San Francisco smacks them, 14, 10, 13, double-digit win.
No shot. He gets chopped? No shot.
And he gets chopped.
No shot. Joe, okay. They just lost by 50 at home to the Lions. And that's their fourth. They didn't
this
just lose their
mash
last four
unit.
Home games.
This team's a mash unit.
What are you trying to say, Joe? You should chop him? You want to chop him?
Yeah. Yeah.
You just don't like the guy. You just don't like him.
Well, then you know what? Chop Zimmer.
Zimmer's no good either, but you know what he'll say? I don't have Parsons. I don't have this guy. I mean, Parsons, man, he loves to talk on that podcast. He loves doing that. He's a good talker.
Everybody's got a podcast now, huh? Hey, I want to start a podcast.
We'll start to get into some of these games. When we come back, Joe, I got to rip through a couple of these college games with you because, like I said, I'm not going to be with you Friday night. And even though I'm calling with the picks, there's still a few games I want to get your thoughts on for this week, including obviously both the Service Academy still undefeated, but I think that's going to change
on Saturday. As Navy has to play Notre Dame at MetLife in the Swamp.
All right.
Now, I'm not saying that the number's not in question, but Notre Dame, I know they've lost to Navy in the past, but it's very rare. And I don't think that that's going to happen this week. 13, though, Joe, is a whole other story for that game. But the outright, I don't think Notre Dame will lose. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you. All right, Joe, you heard me say before the break, Notre Dame and Navy, this is at MetLife in Jersey in the Swamp. So neutral site, you can call this. Minus 13, Joe. Does Navy get their first loss of the year?
I don't know. So I can't bet the game. A part of me wants to see Navy win.
Why can't you bet the game?
It's Jersey.
So wait a second. You in Jersey, it's also events that take place in Jersey, so you can't even bet the game, even though there's not two Jersey teams in the game. Yeah, some of these states, like, it's just, it gets serious with this stuff. See, now that's at least something in New York. How is that possible, Joe? So you can't play any college event that happens in there?
Nope.
We wouldn't be playing Seton Hall anyway because They're a college in New Jersey. Like, it's weird. I thought that was how New York was going to be, but then, like, when the Big East tournament's here, when everything else, you could play every game except St. John's and any of the New York teams. So that's very bizarre.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's
so forget
bizarre,
whether
right?
You could bet the game or not. You think Navy's going to cover or not?
I think they do. I don't know. Okay. Something just tells me that they're going to cover this game. Am I crazy to think that?
No, I don't think so. I could see Notre Dame playing around. I think Notre Dame wins. I'm very confident that they're going to win the game, Joe. I don't know what that final product is going to look like. That's why I'm not touching the number in this game. But right. I could see Notre Dame win by 7. I could see Notre Dame win by 24. You know, I think that there's a wide range of things. The only thing I'm certain of is Notre Dame ain't going to lose the game. That I feel pretty good about.
If they lose, would you be stunned?
I would be stunned if they lost to Navy, because they shouldn't lose to Navy. It would be another, you know how like there's like the big Jenga game?
Yeah.
You know? There's already been a few blocks pulled out from Marcus Freeman from that Jenga. This would be like taking 2 or 3 more blocks out of it if he lost to Navy. You can't lose to Navy. I'm sorry. You just can't. You deserve to be chopped if that happens. I forget last week. You liked Michigan against Illinois, right, Joe?
Did you think Michigan? Yeah.
You did. Illinois got them with those helmets and the old uniforms.
That was
now they're going to Oregon, number one Oregon. I mean, just over 3 tutties here, Joe.
I like Illinois.
I kind of do, too. That number is so gigantic.
It's
almost like fishy, almost. Like, what? Why the hell? 3 touchdowns?
I don't know.
Watch
like
Illinois
Oregon.
This year. They're playing. They're a pretty blue-collar team, right? I mean, they're a
I think they could
team.
Shorten the game and just, like, get it ugly. Like, Oregon wins this, like, 24-14.
You know what else we have on the board this week, Joe?
Who?
System play.
Oh, UCF. Will you stop? I picked UCF.
Why the hell is UCF favored over BYU?
BYU's going to smoke them.
Now,
I was on UCF last week.
Here's the one caveat about this as a system play.
Yeah.
BYU has already beaten a system play this year, the Baylor game. They went on the road to Baylor, and they beat the system play, which gives me
pause. Maybe they're the kryptonite.
When is BYU going to actually lose a game? When does their schedule provide them someone tough?
I think they play
at Utah,
Iowa State?
A holy war in 2 weeks? Holy war?
Well,
how about Utah getting it from TCU late night on Saturday?
Yeah, how about that, huh? Welcome to the Big 12, Whittingham. 1 foot out the door.
BYU is going to – BYU wins this week, Joe. They're going to play in a Big 12 title game.
If BYU wins this week, yes, Utah's a problem. Arizona State's a problem in the desert.
Did you go try out for the kicking job? Did you go out there to try out for Dillingham?
I can't kick. I would probably go Tom Dempsey style, straight legged. Tie up the boot. Joey boot. Here he comes, Joey the boot. That's it. What do you think about
Joey
that?
Joey the boot.
Joey the boot.
Joey the boot.
Joe boot. Is- And I love Bill Russo. Shout out Bill Russo. But Texas, if they play Georgia again, they won't get smoked. Not so sure about that, Billy.
I think I'm done pushing my chips against Georgia for right now, Joe. I think I'm going to step away from doing that after they've already lost one game this year. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Back after this.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.